Well, today's a special day. It's not just the Lord's Day, it's Mother's Day. And we've been on a series titled Like a Tree, and we're kind of going to sort of divert just a little bit away from the specific series that we're on, because today I want to pause and focus on and show how mothers are like trees. And so this coming Tuesday, we're going to do the next part of the series, and we're also going to take communion. And I want to encourage you to come out on Tuesday night. Tuesday night is the prayer meeting, the most important meeting of the week. We've said that every single Sunday that this church has been open. I don't believe we've ever missed one. And it's because we are the kinds of people who call upon the name of the Lord. How many know our God answers prayer? Somebody say amen. And when you pray with the body of Christ, it changes you. There's a blessing that it releases into you. It's the secret to this beautiful diversity that we have in this room. Because he says, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. Hallelujah. But in addition to that, we're going to be taking communion. And you know, there are different traditions when it comes to taking communion. But the Bible does not say any place how many times you should take communion. You see, the Bible says, do this in remembrance of me. And so since I've been in the ministry and as the lead pastor of this church, this is driven by my conscience. Because I grew up in a tradition that communion was taken every week, and it was given this like one quick section of a service. I've actually been in services where, and I'm not being critical, I'm just telling you, it, just in case you wonder. Whenever we take communion, when I read what was going on at the Last Supper, where Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me, and when I read in 1 Corinthians 11 or 2 Corinthians 11, it's there. And Paul talks about communion. I just feel like it was supposed to be a time where we stopped and we really thought about how we're doing with God. And we took advantage of the promise of the blood and the body, the sacrifice of Christ Jesus. And so I don't want you to miss that. And actually, you're going to see that communion fits in with the journey of private health to public fruitfulness. So come out on Tuesday, because I want to make that connection for you. And it's going to be a wonderful time. How many would say amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So today, I'm going to look at one of my favorite verses in the Bible regarding women at large. Because when you start to speak about motherhood in the kingdom sense, motherhood goes way beyond biology. And so let me start and let me begin to unpack this. Proverbs 14:1 says, the wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. Now, what is this saying? This is saying that women are among the greatest influential forces, and that is not an exaggeration. You know, we tend to use the word greatest, but in this particular case, it really applies. So let me say that again. Women are among the greatest influential forces on the planet, for good or bad. But today, I want to talk about the impact that godly women have on the kingdom of God and on the church and on this world. How many would say amen? So what is motherhood in the kingdom sense, in the spiritual sense? Motherhood is any woman who's been gifted, and all women have been gifted with this, with the ability to provide safety over fear, order over chaos, warnings of danger, nourishment over lack, and a future where there is no hope. Women have a supernatural ability to take care and to impart all of these things on any given moment in multiple ways. It's kind of a supernatural thing. And in the Bible, when the Bible says a wise woman builds her house, it means a variety of things. So it's to build or erect, to restore or rebuild, to build through offspring or descendants. And listen, when the Hebrews would read this verse, they knew that it meant when a wise woman builds her house. House is a common Eastern metaphor applied to family and children, and someone who begets children is said to build a house. So it wasn't talking about physical houses, it was talking about spiritual, generational houses. Now, in addition to this, okay, every Hebrew who heard this proverb also knew that in that culture, in the biblical ordained culture, so to speak, in that culture, when they talked about a mother was not just biological. In those days, a mother was someone who obtained children. You see, and when a mother found a way, when a woman found a way to obtain children, then she became their mother. So today, we're not just honoring biological mothers. We're not just praying for biological mothers, because in the kingdom of God, every woman is called to be a mother. We're talking about adoptive mothers and foster mothers and grandmothers and aunts and sisters who are mothers. For example, I was here on Tuesday in the prayer meeting, and Pastor Dave, who was here for 20 years, and by the way, they just had another child, six of them, so he'll have a full baseball team in no time. Well, his 13-year-old daughter, Eden, was right next to me in the prayer meeting. She was reaching out like a little, she's 13, okay? Now, I have a lot of respect for that little girl, because I've watched her with her siblings, and I watched the responsibility that she exercises and how she takes care of the kids. Kind of funny, I said this earlier. When Annie was 7 years old, so Annie is probably 14 or 18 months older than Tommy, 19 months older than Tommy. So I remember this. Right, when Annie was about 7 years old and we were gonna go on a car ride or something, right, she would say to Tommy, she would say, Tommy, before you get in the car, go to the bathroom. That little mommy thing is built into them. It's a remarkable thing. And so I wanna suggest to you ladies, every single one of you, I'm talking to 13-year-olds today. I'm talking to 7-year-old girls, and I'm talking to 70-year-old women. Okay? This word is for every woman, because now we are expanding the biblical conversation to kingdom. You see? And in the kingdom of God, women play a very huge, very important role. In the kingdom of God, women, wise women, godly women, they build the kingdom. The Bible says that person is like a tree. This speaks to all of us. So if all of us are like a tree, then how many know the church is just like a forest? And what I want to just show you in a moment is that all forests that are really healthy, they have something. They have some unique individuals called mother trees. And the title of the message today is The Mother Tree. And believe it or not, the mother tree is a real thing in the world of botany. So when God says that person is like a tree, my sister, he's speaking to you. All of the ladies say, that's me. Yes, it is. So listen to this. The mother tree, a term popularized by forest ecologists to describe a large, mature, highly connected tree that functions like a central hub in a forest's underground life system. See, below ground, mother trees, they have a remarkable impact. It says these trees appear to support younger trees around them, especially seedlings trying to survive in shade, drought, or poor soil. There's actually a book written about this called Finding the Mother Tree. We, you know, obviously when we were researching this series, we came across numerous books that we read, at least in part. And listen to this. It says the older trees are able to discern which seedlings are their own kin. The old trees nurture the younger ones and provide them with food, water, just as we do with our own children. It's enough to make one pause, take a deep breath, and contemplate the social nature of the forest. These old trees are mothering their children. And every woman has been created with the capacity. I'm going to take it a step forward, ladies. Every woman in this house is called to be a kingdom mother tree. Amen. The call of God, the heavy kingdom call of God, is upon your life. There is a tree in Brazil. It is the largest tree in the world. Okay, it is 2 football fields wide. 2 football fields. Okay, and what this tree does is this tree, okay, and by the way, it's a cashew tree. And the cashews are really, really big. If you see it in pictures, I don't have time to do all of that. But what the tree does is its branches go up, and off of the branches, you could grab the cashews, but then the branches go down into the ground and then come up again as it spreads out 2 football fields wide. One tree. You see, one mother tree can impact an entire forest. How many know this church needs a lot of mother trees? Ladies, we need you to be the mother tree that God has called you to be. It's interesting. I was thinking about this. So when I first came to the Lord, I had a great mom. Right? My mom made the best rice and beans, Cuban style, okay, on the planet, right? She made yuca that would make you bang your head on the table. You know what I'm saying? And she was unbelievable. She's faithful. My mom got to the point that when I played baseball, if I got in a slump, I wouldn't even go talk to my dad sometimes. My mom used to say to me, "You're standing up too straight." And be like, "Who turned you into Don Mattingly?" You know what I mean? Like, it's unbelievable what moms can do. But when I became a Christian, the first lady that I met, that kind of my first spiritual mom, her name was Nancy Martinez. She was the head of the children's ministry at Brooklyn Tabernacle. And that lady trained me up in so much of what we do right now. You see, when I think about Nancy, I see her as this, and I see you and I eating off of these cashews. You see, all of us are being generationally impacted by Nancy's spiritual motherhood. Could we praise God for women of God who can do that? And so a healthy forest has many mother trees who perform some very specific functions. And I want to just pause for a moment and pray, because Yeah, this is a Mother's Day message, but this is the word of the Lord to all of our women. And if you're 12 years old, you know, or if you're 20 years old, if you're single, if you're married, if you're a child of God, you are called to be a mother tree, my sister. My prayer is that we would embrace something deeply because Jesus is coming back soon. And we want to present a church, a bride that is strong and healthy and spotless. And we can't do it. I'm telling you right now, we can't do it without the women of God. Amen. In this room, women of God watching online. So let's raise our hands, but especially all the ladies. Let's receive the call of God. Let's look past just the initial challenges, circumstances. Let's think eternally. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, today as we pray, we want to see the big picture. We want to see the eternal call and the eternal impact that you've called us to make. Lord, the generational impact that you have called all of our sisters, God, every woman, every girl, whether they're watching online or in this house right now. Lord, may they receive from you. Holy Spirit, would you breathe upon every woman? God, if some of them are somehow discouraged or being blocked today, Lord, open the eyes of their heart, Lord. Let them receive deep ministry in this moment. Oh God, because we need mother trees to strengthen this forest, this church. Bless this word, bless our time, in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want to talk about, in a sense, three things that mother trees do, three things that all spiritual mothers do. And the first thing is mothers feed others. Mothers feed. I mean, it's an incredible thing. How moms, like I was just talking to one of the brothers in the church who just had a baby. I said, how's the baby? He said, oh, she's great. He said, she's perfect. I'm like, good. How's she sleeping? Pretty good. I was like, cool. She slept great last night? He goes, I have no idea. I slept through the whole night. Yeah, yeah. You know why is because while men sleep, mothers wake up and nurse. How many know mothers are always feeding? How many are grateful that mothers are always feeding? And you know, a mother's milk is the most nutrient. It's filled. There's something special about it. And when we talk about this in the scriptures, we're talking about spiritual food. You see, godly women have a capacity to feed spiritually to the world around them. They have an ability to redistribute resources. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, listen to this. Paul said, I am reminded of your sincere faith, speaking to Timothy, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Timothy was one of the first great leaders of the New Testament church. But all of the research is pretty much in agreement that Timothy's father probably didn't serve the Lord. But just because his father didn't serve the Lord, that didn't mean he couldn't become a great man of God, because he had a grandmother who was full of the word. He had a mother who was full of the word. And they passed down generationally. How many know the capacity for generational impact, the capacity to break all of the statistics because of your impartation is absolutely supernatural. God puts stuff inside of you that feeds people, whether they're your own children or not, that is absolutely generational in nature. Amen. It's eternal in nature. It's a remarkable thing. The power, the capacity of a spirit-filled woman of God. And let me tell you why this is so important. Ladies, you see, when the enemy starves you, when you're not full of the word, he's shutting down your ability to redistribute essential resources to weaker trees around you. And part of what you have to understand is that you're so valuable. You're so crucial to the kingdom of God that there's a target. The enemy targets you. If you want to know why you wake up discouraged, if you want to know why you get bombarded with negativity, I'm going to tell you why. Because if he can shut you down, a lot of people around you will starve. Because you've been called to be a mother tree. Come on, somebody say amen. And so it's vital at the end of this service, we're going to pray for you. But it's vital that you recognize the serious nature, the weighty nature of what I'm talking about. We need every woman here to be a mighty woman of God. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Because through that, You know, what's the saying? You do you. You're just being you, and you're just feeding, because that's the way God made you. You see, we were talking about this earlier, the two little babies who came up. The oldest is Sienna, and her little sister, Adrian Rain. We call her Rainy. So when Rainey's nose runs, Sienna's like 2 years old. She's 20 months. She runs over, gets a thing, and she wipes her nose. I guarantee you, there's no boy on the planet that will wipe a nose. They'd be like, right? That's the fingerprint of God. Please, ladies, do not allow the circumstances, the voices of this world, to somehow erase the fingerprint of God upon your life. Come on, somebody say amen to that. Second thing that mother trees do, that mothers do, is they actually protect the forest. They protect the forest. So this is a real thing in the world of botany. So it turns out that when trees face threats like pests or droughts, they send chemical signals via the network that they have, okay, helping neighbors ramp up defenses. See, women have networks, right? Women have a radar. You know what I'm saying? They're like, you're like, what are you talking about? They're like, you didn't catch that? It's like, catch what? I was watching the football game. See? Women, it's like just stuff goes out of them. They're just roping it all in. They're catching everything. And they're warning. You see? They're standing like a fence post, protecting, saying, you can't pass this line. You see? They're standing in the way of trouble. Godly women do that. They warn, they protect, just like a tree. Let me give you a classic example. In Proverbs chapter 31, which is a chapter all about women, but at the beginning of the chapter, look at what it says. The sayings of King Lemuel, an inspired utterance his mother taught him. Right? Listen, my son. Listen, son of my womb. Listen, my son, the answer to my prayers. Do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings. It's not for kings, Lemuel. It's not for kings to drink wine, not for rulers to crave beer, lest they drink and forget what has been decreed and deprive all the oppressed of their rights. So what is this saying? What is this an example of? Here it is. So you get the king, who nobody can tell the king what to do except mom. Right? In those days, the king will cut your head off. You know, don't be telling the king what to do, but mom doesn't care about that. So mom walks in, right? And she says, Lemuel, listen, boy. Don't party too much. Because if you party too much, you might forget your divine purpose. You've got bigger things to do, boy. Wake up and watch what you're doing. How many are thankful for moms who step into the room and say, watch what you're doing? That is divine strategic positioning. The Bible tells us, I don't know if you've ever wondered, sometimes you ever read the Bible and say, why is this verse in the Bible? Okay, well, remember when Jesus was about to be crucified? Pontius Pilate gets word. This was put in the Bible. Pontius Pilate gets word from his wife, and she says, do not mess with this man. Okay? Don't mess with him. All night, I've been troubled in dreams. And that's why he washed his hands. See, that's why he backed away. Why? It's because when women have their spirit-filled radar, right, when your radar is on, I'm telling you, God will tell you what's coming. God will show you where to stand up and block. How many need women of God in our midst just like that? Women play such a significant role in protecting us, in watching over us. When a woman is like a mother tree in God's house, she cuts off gossip. She says, I'm not letting poison run down the vine here. Come on, how many are thankful for women that cut off gossip? She intercedes. She speaks gently but firmly. Gently but firmly. And says, beware, be careful. Pastor John gave his testimony on Palm Sunday. You know what the high point of the whole story was? So Pastor John grew up in the church, and it's crazy. We were talking about this. Actually, he grew up at the same church that I went to, and Nancy Martinez, who was the one who trained me in a major way, she was his Sunday school teacher. So what I'm talking about, there's no exaggeration, you see, because she was sowing seeds in the spirit in John's life. But anyway, John became a teenager and kind of fell off from the Lord and got in a bad place. And he tells a story that he was running with some, you know, he's running with gang members. And so one day, he's going to leave the house. When he leaves the house, I can picture this, his mom stands in front of the door and says, "You're not leaving." And he's like, "Mom, please get out of my way." She says, "You're not leaving this house." Right? She did, I don't know if you saw Lord of the Rings, but she said, "You shall not pass." Right? So he goes upstairs, and then 3 days go by, he doesn't hear from anybody, and finally runs into one of the crew. And he said, "Where is everybody? What happened?" He said, "Well, there was a shootout. A couple guys got shot. A bunch of guys got arrested, so on and so forth." And one day after he really got right with God, he said to his mom, "Hey, Mom, why did you square up with me like that day?" And here's what she said. She said, "When I was praying that morning, the Lord spoke to me and said, if your son leaves the house today, he's going to die." Wow. You see, there's a special ear that God has given you. And how many would agree? We need you to use it. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. We need you, ladies, to use it. We're talking kingdom now. We're talking the kingdom of God, the supernatural kingdom of God. We're talking higher purposes than what you might be feeling or what you might be going through. We're talking about a God-given role to make a difference in His kingdom for eternal purposes. If they could send me a keyboard player, we'll be done in just a moment. But man, I thank God for women who could feel the atmosphere. Amen. Thank you. And I want to encourage you, if you want to get married, if you want to have children, I want to encourage you to pray and ask the Lord to make you sensitive to His voice. But even so, we need you to be sensitive for all of us. Here's the last thing. Mother trees, they sustain the weak. They sustain the weak. It's a pretty incredible thing how, if you research this, below ground, when there's a stump, in other words, a tree has literally been chopped down. But the stump doesn't die because of mother trees. Wow. The stump doesn't die because below ground, mother trees keep sending water, keep sending nutrients. And if you've ever walked in the park and seen a stump and seen some little thing growing up out of it, there goes a mother tree working again. You see? Mother trees have this supernatural capacity to hope in what's hopeless. How many thank God for women who don't give up on their kids? Hallelujah. Maybe you have a son in prison today. Maybe one of your kids is running from the Lord. I want to encourage you, keep being a mother tree. Keep standing strong, because life will come forth. We need you to stand and say, "They are not dead, they will live, they will rise, they will serve you, they will honor you." Hallelujah. If I just took a quick poll, there would be dozens of people right in this moment who would say, "Man, if it wasn't for a praying woman, I have no idea where I would be." We won't even get into rascal men. But it's something that is so supernaturally powerful. Supernaturally powerful. Again, mom have this supernatural ability to hope when there seems to be no hope. You know what you call that, ladies? You call that faith. Amen. Your faith feeds what's dead. Your faith feeds what seems to be dead. But hallelujah, when Jesus is in the mix, what's dead can come back to life. Because of your faith,